Tuzla will now publish details of creche closures and when and where the inspections are carried out in a major...
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Jacob. Of the sector in the wake, of course, of the hide-and-seek scandal. The agency said it's implementing the policies with immediate effect and is committed to ensuring that there is a greater communication with parents with respect to when individual creches have been inspected and deregistered. And Tuzla made the commitment after it confirmed it has removed 4 hide-and-seek creches. Jeez, it took a long time to do it, didn't it? Considering the programme was on ages ago. From the Dublin Register of Early Years Services in light of the disturbing allegations that were uncovered in the RTÉ investigation. The agency said it's now taking the following steps with immediate effect: to publish decisions to remove Early Years Services from the register on Tuzla's website. In other words, you will see on the Tuzla website who has been deregistered, essentially. Publicly communicate details of deregistered service. In other words, they would give that to the media. Consult with parents as part of the regulatory process. Require providers to display their certificate of registration and add the date of inspection to the register of earlier services to alert parents that a report is now pending. Now, the Director of Quality Assurance with Tuzla, Brian Lee, said the new requirements were being implemented to help parents make informed decisions about childcare to ensure that they have trust in the childcare services being offered to them. A spokesperson for the Early Childhood Ireland said it welcomed the move by Tuzla to provide more information to parents about childcare services it inspects. And this year, an undercover investigation into the standard of care at hide-and-seek creches revealed how children were roughly handled. It also showed a series of fire safety breaches. And in a statement, a spokesperson for hide-and-seek, it did not accept the outcome of the regulatory process. They said, since the airing of the RTÉ programme, we have continued to work to ensure we adhere to the highest standards. We are very confident in the service provided at all 4 of our creches and will appeal this decision. So they're clearly not happy that they've been deregistered, so to speak. Tuzla said it acknowledges that parents in the areas will find themselves in the difficult position of finding alternative childcare providers and said it will expedite any applications for registration of new childcare providers in the area or any applications for a change in the circumstances in this area. Now, I want to know if this move by Tuzla will serve as a reassurance for people who leave their children into creches on a regular basis. Would you be more or less likely to put your child into a creche now after watching the RTÉ programme and listening to everything that's gone on over the last few months? And look, it's not just hide and seek. We talked about, obviously, the programme at the time, going back a few months ago, when it all happened. And we had people come on the air who worked in creches and told us how badly run some of them were. It's not just hide-and-seek. Hide-and-seek just happened to be the one that was featured in RTÉ. I guarantee you there are creches all over the country as we speak breaking the rules. All right? Now, I'm not suggesting they're all bad. But there is nobody, and I think it's fair to say, there is nobody can look after your child like you as a parent. That's the bottom line, isn't it really? And I want to get your thoughts. The question today is, would you be more or less likely to put your child into a creche when you've heard everything over the last 6 months and, of course, the latest recommendations by Tuzla? Are you less likely? Do you worry about putting a child into a creche? Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. Maybe you're in a situation where you have to. I mean, there is the argument, as somebody just rightly pointed out in the text and says, Niall, and nowadays people seem to put their children into creches willy-nilly, so to speak. They don't need to. If they didn't have that second holiday or second car, they could make a sacrifice and one parent could stay at home and mind the child. Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. Do you believe these programmes, the RTÉ Investigates programme and Tuzla's announcement today and the regulations that are now coming in, is it less likely that you will put a child into a creche? Or are you more likely now? Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. Sandra, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sandra?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Sandra, I mean, look, when you're entrusting somebody else with your child's welfare, it's not an easy choice.
No, definitely not. But I mean, that RTÉ programme, as you said, that particular creche is only the tip of the iceberg. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of good places out there and good people who look after children. But having personal experience, but not at the time, I just don't trust them. I don't trust anybody unless I had a family member working there or somebody that I knew. I wouldn't trust them because as I said, something happened to one of my kids, and it shocked me, and I never got the chance to do anything about it.
And did you become kind of overprotective after that then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was always overprotective, but the fact of my situation, the person involved didn't. I thought I was going to the best because she had good name people, you know, well-known people, their kids. And I said, no, you can't go wrong with this because they'd expose and blah, blah, blah. And then it was only a couple of years later, like, my child got really, really sick and all these things. And then this person said, oh, I'll really take care of them because they were a nurse to begin with.
Yeah.
And, of course, I allowed myself to be, allowed to be trusted. I had no choice. I wasn't talking to my family. I had no help. And then a couple of years later, my husband met somebody who worked there and spilled the beans and said, yeah, your child was treated really, no, it wasn't beaten, but treated badly. And the food
neglected
that you sent
somewhat,
in, the food you sent in was, given to her kids, and she gave the rubbish stuff to your child. And
I mean, I know how you feel, and I remember many years ago, one of my children, I won't say which one it is, but they were in preschool, or Montessori, as it would have been called at the time, and I remember one day, I was a little bit early to collect them. And it had a glass window on the front of it. Like, it was a house, and it had a large window in the front. And as I kind of drove up, I don't think they kind of spotted me, but one of the women that worked there, I think there were only three or four of them that worked there, she was putting his coat on. And I seen the way she manhandled him into the coat.
Yeah.
She was pulling his arm and pushing his arm into the coat. I was going, oh my God. And I got out of the car really quickly and went in. I said, what do you think you're doing? And she changed her attitude really quickly. And, isn't he lovely?
Oh, yeah.
And I go, oh, my God. And then I looked around because I'd literally been the first person in. They hadn't had a chance to clean up. And there was, like, ham on the floor. There was, and kids were picking it up and eating it. And, okay, I know things can happen, you know.
Yeah, didn't happen at home, but.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just the way she manhandled them. And I knew she wouldn't have done that if she had a sommie, because every other day that I'd arrived, you know, it was all really nice and he was being brought to the door and his coat was being put on him lovely and. And you know, but this particular day they didn't see me, and I could see the difference. And I'm kind of saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. When you're not there and you can't see what's going on, you know, I don't believe. I think to them it's just a job, and I think that's human nature too. By the way, you know, because we all get pissed off by times, you know, because kids can be trying.
A little person. I mean, they're so dependent on you to take care of them. I mean, I see now a total change in my kid at the time, and. Anxiety, got IBS, you know, somebody who was really, really happy-go-lucky. She got picked up a bug there, and it led to her having ended up, she came out of it, she had a heart condition then eventually out of it.
Oh, gosh.
That's rectified now, but I'm every time I think of it, I get sick. I feel like I was a real bad mother.
Do you feel guilty now because of that?
Yes, all the time.
But it wasn't your fault. You did it with the best intentions.
I know I did, and I still see this other person's kids, because this person, well, when you talk about karma, well, they got really sick, ended up in the wheelchair and died.
Oh, right, okay.
But I'm never going to get the chance to go and take up for my child and hold that person in question and say, why, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what do you say to, you know, couples, young couples out there who, according to most of them, they say they have to both work to afford their home or to afford.
I feel sorry for them now, and there is just a time where you have no choice but to put your kid in. And I know there are.
Do you have no choice? Maybe in the rare cases, I think you don't have a choice. But I think in the majority of cases, if you're sacrificed, you know, I mean, people say, "Oh, I've no choice," but yet those same couples, they might put the kid in the creche, say 9 to 5, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening, wherever it is, right? And those, and they go in a nice holiday, and they have two cars, and they both have careers. And sometimes, not all the time, I believe there's a bit of a selfishness about it.
I was just going to say that there are people who do put the kids in unnecessarily, but in this day and age with mortgages, and I know couples who have to put their kid in because they need the second mortgage, and they don't go away on lavish holidays, and you know, they don't have a lot, but they still, the amount they're paying to creches.
Yeah, but the best psychologist in the world will tell you that the formative years of a child's life, which would be kind of zero to 6 years of age before they start school, that they advise that a parent should always be at home. I mean, that's the way we were all brought up, of course.
Yeah, when exactly.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be sexist about it. It can be man or woman, it doesn't matter. But that there should be a parent, because realistically, I don't care what you tell me about creches. Nobody can look after a child like you.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because they don't love them as much as you do.
No, they don't. The love is not there. the compassion is not there. Like when they fall, they picked up, oh, you're okay, blah, blah, blah. The hug and the reassurance is not there. Now, and then
I mean, I'm not saying they're all bad people, because most people who work nurses are good people. You know what I mean?
No, and the child mind is the same. I mean, I know a couple of child minders, and I mean, yeah, you would trust your children 100%. But just after seeing that documentary, in this day and age, what's still going on in Quest, it's just horrible.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Let me go to Alan. Alan, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Alan?
How are you doing, Mark?
Alan, you know, it doesn't leave a nice taste in people's mouths when they see these. Now, I mean, I know Hide and Seek just happened to be the one featured in the documentary. There are other bad creches around the country. There are some also very good creches around the country as well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it is, you know, your most valuable possession is your child. And and you have to trust the people you're leaving them with.
Definitely. But as I was telling Helena there, two of my daughters work in creches. Mm-hmm. One manages a creche and the other is just a general worker in the creche, an early years educator, they call them. But the amount of training and TUSA recommendations that they have to follow is unbelievable for what they get paid. The pay in childcare is an absolute disgrace. I'm not saying that should affect how they treat the kids, but there's an awful lot of...
Well, it does affect your morale if you're not being very paid very well for what you're doing, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but they have to actually love what they're doing to be able to do it. Because I know, personally, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, the only way to increase the pay in the sector of childcare would be to have it subsidised by the state.
Yeah,
That's the only way, because it doesn't pay. Yeah.
The amount parents pay to creches is unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I know.
Compared to what you see, what the staff are actually paid. Now, my younger daughter, who's just an early years educator, she was in the creche, and last year she witnessed a staff member manhandling a child. Now, literally dragged the child off the table.
Mm, right.
And this girl, my daughter reported it, and this girl was eventually fired over this. But she's now working in another creche.
So that's what I'm wondering. So if somebody is reported, and rightly so, by your daughter for manhandling a child, and they lose their job, how come another creche can hire them? Why then do they not?
I think they should be barred.
Yeah, they should
completely
be.
Working with a child.
So I don't understand how she was able to get another job in childcare.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
With regards to the... God, that question was closed. I can't think of the name of it.
Because I'm ignorant in the field. I don't know very much about it. But surely they have to have Garda vetting, obviously.
They have to have Garda vetting.
Well, then if you're fired from a job for neglect of a child or abusing a child in any shape or form, be it physically or otherwise, surely then that should take away your Garda vetting. If that's maybe there should be a system whereby that can be reported to the guards and go down on your record.
Well, what my daughter found out afterwards, that it was up to the parents then to report it to the guard that they wanted to.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting somebody should go to jail if it was only something, reasonably innocuous. But in saying that, they're clearly not capable of looking after children.
No, definitely not. And that's what I said to them. I was asking my daughter afterwards, how was she able to go and get another job in a creche? And she said, basically, when she starts an application for another job, she has to do another...
I mean, if you were working in a bank and you robbed money, you're not going to get a job in another bank.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? So,
that's it.
So, I mean, I don't see why, if you're working in a creche and you get fired for, obviously being neglectful or abusive to a child, that you would get a job in another creche. That doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't understand how... a state exam. You're not allowed to take a state exam for 5 years.
If you cheat,
Do you know what I mean? I just think they should be named and shamed and not allowed to work with children anymore. That's only way they're going to send the message across. Plus...
But I do have a concern in relation, and Alan makes a very reasonable point in relation to the pay, right? And I'm not saying it's an excuse, by the way, to treat children badly, but if you're being paid really crap money for a particularly difficult job, which it is a difficult job, it does reduce the morale, certainly, and it doesn't make you want... Yeah.
But there's a big shortage now of childcares. I mean, I've heard it going around that there's they can't get staff because of the low pay.
And so, the majority of staff that I've seen when I've been collecting my daughters that are from work a couple of years ago, the majority of them are Spanish. Spanish girls coming in, and then my daughter was telling me that the regulations and the training that they receive is completely different over in Spain to what it is here.
Why don't we have a system like America where they have kindergartens, where they're literally state-run, similar to schools?
Yeah, that would be ideal. Yeah.
And, you would have early learning teachers in there, Montessori teachers or whatever it is, looking after young children. Obviously with an agreement that they keep till 5 o'clock or whatever time the parents, and the parent would pay extra if they want them kept, obviously, and held over until they get home from work. I think it would be a much better system.
Absolutely, it'd be great.
My eldest daughter manages a creche as well. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she can't understand how Tusa have allowed this to happen, because she said, at the moment, in the creche she's in at the moment, working, she said that every couple of weeks, Tusa inspectors are out. And she said, they don't tell you when they're coming out, they just arrive.
Right.
And they could be there for half a day, and they're literally on their hands and knees, crawling under presses, checking to make sure the place is clean, and they're going into laundry rooms to make sure all the towels and all that are used are properly laundered, and everything is documented. So I don't know how this creche got away with what they get away with.
And it wasn't just this creche. I mean, the other creches are...
No, there is a lot of them. There is a lot of them out there.
And can I point out, by the way, Hide and Seek, as you know, have now been deregistered, right? Yeah. But they did say they're going to appeal it.
Well, I just think anything that goes on, they shouldn't be allowed to operate again and end off. No way should they. And then close down and open up with another name. No, she should be barred off. The same thing as mine and kids. She was at the height.
The buck stops with her, the owner of the crash. Yeah, she's responsible.
So she shouldn't be allowed to have a second chance where kids are concerned.
Yeah, I don't believe when kids... You're right, when kids are concerned, there should be no second chances. Yeah. Well, say there are second chances, because I have to go to a break, and I want to come to Malachy after the break as well, who doesn't have a huge amount of faith in Tusla, generally speaking. You can give us a text or a WhatsApp.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
087-188-0008. If you want to send us an audio WhatsApp message, you can.
Oh, you know, people who put their children in creches, they're just selfish. If you have children, rear your children yourself. I mean, we have kids growing up now that have no empathy. They don't know what it is to be loved by a mother and father. They've been brought up by strangers, hand back to their parents, put to bed. Don't have kids if you're not going to rear them yourself.
To that guy who just sent you in a voice message there, well, fair play to him. Fair play to him. He can probably have the council house there getting paid for it and everything else. I have a mortgage. My wife, we have a big, big, big mortgage. We have to work to pay the bloody mortgage to give our kids a better life in the future going forward. We can't afford that. Our kids go into a creche and school and you have a great bit of crack, a great time. And we collect them at 4 o'clock at the latest and we come home from work or wherever it is. And we spend the time with them that we need to spend time with them. My kids are grand. They're grand. Idiots. Saying things like that. You know what I mean? Fair play to your council house there, lad. Best of luck to you.
Right, okay. He obviously wasn't very happy with the comment that was made before the break by somebody who said it was a selfish thing to put their child into a creche in the first place. Let me go to Malachy. Malachy, you're on Classic Hits. Malachy, these new recommendations by Tusla, and they've also obviously deregistered Hide and Seek Creche, but just for people who didn't hear it, published decisions to remove early years services from the register on the Tusla website, publicly communicate details of deregistration services, consult with parents, require providers to display certificates, and add the date of inspection to the register of early year services to alert parents that a report is pending. These recommendations, do you think they're good news?
Well, Andrew, we've really becoming a nanny state in this country. Everything is about regulation. And then the regulations are brought in and nothing happens. I wouldn't send anybody in Tulsa for a bottle of milk, never mind anything else. Nor would I send anybody indeed in the government for it. If you look at, you know, what passes for normality here, you buy a printer and you can't even fit it in the door.
Yeah, fit it in the room.
We're building a whitewater rapid down in Georgia.
We'll talk about that again sometime, and it's an interesting one. That I have all the things that you would want to build as a tourist attraction. Whitewater rafting in the middle of the financial district doesn't seem to me like a logical idea.
Even that bit apart, it's gone from 10 million 2 years ago to 22 million now. We have a hospital being built by a child who's Minister for Health, which is now going to touch 3 billion. We have a minister for children who has no children. And surely, you know, before anybody does anything about children, to understand rearing a child, surely you would think you would have to have had one yourself. You don't have a driving instructor out there who can't drive. You know, and what we have working in creches now in general in childcare are people who've come through the university system and done social work degrees. I could go to Trinity today and learn and read a book about how to swim. It won't make me a swimmer. You know, this country is totally dysfunctional in every way. What was wrong with the system where the woman down the road mind it, three or four kids after school.
Well, they're now going to tax that. They're now going to tax that woman down the road.
They've made it so difficult for her to do it that it's not worth it. This whole thing about fire certs and fire regulations, most of the schools and a lot of the places where creches are were built before there was any legislation in relation to fires. Now, then people are all going to have to get fire certs.
But is it not a good thing? When we saw the RTE documentary and in relation to hide and seek and some of the, I suppose, the downside to the way some of these places are run, and this is not the first programme, they did it 4 years ago as well, and there was a place in Malahide and a couple of other places were involved. And it just did show us that there are people who are good people working in these places, but there are people who really couldn't care less because it's not their children.
Industry. And once you see, what they've done with childcare is that they've totally privatised it. They won't fund it, despite the claims from Zapone that they would fund it. They're forcing people and couples out to work just to pay a mortgage and childcare, not for holidays, as one of your callers said there. That people are simply have to work to pay for a mortgage. You know, and now they have another mortgage with childcare.
But it's not, I talked about this the other night, it's not just that people have mortgages. I mean, that people have always had to pay a mortgage of some description, right? But it's, you know, life has become more expensive in general because we live a different lifestyle to the people of 30 years ago. The people of 30 years ago didn't have internet bills. They didn't have Sky subscriptions. They didn't have, we have a lot more bills now because we live a different lifestyle. We live happily a better lifestyle than the people of 30 or 40 years ago. So hence we have more money to spend. We have to spend more money for that lifestyle.
I'm not so sure that it's happier because we seem to have more people with mental health problems. We seem to have more people who are unhappy. And we're continually told, we were told yesterday, there's something like 1 million people living in poverty. Another nonsense, which will, you know.
Oh, well, I don't believe there's a million people living in poverty in this country. That's ridiculous.
There are millions more for the NGO sector to pontificate about it.
No, but okay, I'm not arguing with your point that we are in a situation where a lot of couples have to work. Some don't have to, let's be clear about that, because they want to make sacrifices, but a lot do have to work to afford their mortgage. But it is a different world we live in, it is a more expensive world we live in, and maybe the solution of the woman down the road is not always the easy, and there is still the woman down the road, by the way, there is still the woman in the air.
There's few and far between, there is. They're being regulated out of it.
But see, but Maliki, you know, here's something, Tulsa are doing something, and you're still giving out about it.
No, Tulsa are actually pretending to do something, like we do with everything in this country. We bring in legislation. I mean, one of the people who were on yesterday, for instance, on another programme, who runs a creche, was saying that they have the inspectors out regularly who passed them, and now Tulsa are telling them, oh, well, that doesn't count, you're not passed. You know, so either they send out inspectors who pass you or don't pass you, and that's the correct position. Or
I'm just curious. I know you're past the point of, but I think you've grandchildren or whatever it is now. I know you don't have any young children. But would you have second thoughts about leaving a child in a creche?
I would have always had second thoughts about leaving a child in a creche. And I think that people know when something is wrong. You know, there's nothing bigger than women who come in out of creches and that. You know, will talk to each other. Well, I know they just pick the kids up and generally jump back in the car. Mm. But people know if something is wrong. Like the hide and seek thing, then people were brought to court for breaches of the various regulations. And people still sent their kids in. So it didn't change people's actions. You know, the way to deal with creches that are not providing the service that you want is not to send your kids to them.
Well, I have an interesting text here. My daughter works in childcare. One mother asked her not to let the child, 2 years of age, to sleep all day. Why, I think where she could put her, so she could put her to bed when she got her home. In other words, but I'm not too sure exactly what context you'd read in the text, but I get the general gist of it. So she's asked the creche worker, make sure you keep her awake all day, because when I get her home
because
at 5 o'clock,
don't have to be bothered with her.
I don't want to be bothered with her. I want her to go asleep when she goes home.
Yeah, but you know, and I know kids, and Tulsa will tell you that children of that age are supposed to sleep for a certain amount of time during the day, and all of this thing is regulated. But people know. People should. You don't go to a shop that's overpriced, that doesn't provide a service that you want. You go somewhere else. And it should be the same with creches.
But is there a better system? I mean, I mentioned earlier on, you know, in the United States, of course, you've got the kindergarten system, right? Which are literally like state-run schools, similar to, you know, national schools and everything else. So in other words, you have a whole new school system for children under the age, I suppose, of five. Between two and five.
In America, many people would be questioning the level of education and what's actually happening in those schools and the indoctrination that's coming through from a whole left liberal agenda. But leaving that aside, you know, do we want to send children of that age to school? I mean, we've set the starting age for school here at four or five, and now we have kids in kindergarten, you know.
Mm. Okay, well, hang on, let me go to Sheila as well. Sheila, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sheila?
Hi, how are you, Niall?
You work at a creche.
Yeah, so I've been working in a creche for the last 2 years around that. And I just think that the creches are getting a bit of a raw deal here in ways by some people. You know, people are saying that you wouldn't send your child to a creche, or that parents are desperate for sending their children to creches and stuff. I just think that's very unfair. And actually, I think from working in the creche, I see 100% the benefits of children being with other children in the creches without their parents sometimes, where they're not being mollycoddled. You know, I'm not saying, I mean, we love the children, we give them, you know, the hide and seek with the no one-to-one, that's absolute ridiculousness. We love any opportunity we have to give the children one-to-one, we'll do that with the children. So they are getting that, you know, emotional reassurance from the staff in the creche. And then I think, you know, any of the training that we've done on child development, what's absolutely crucial for children is their social and emotional development. And that really comes from playing with other children the same age as them in an environment where, you know, we're all trained to know what's best for the children's development.
And, would you have many inspections, by the way?
We were inspected recently, and I just think it is too slow. The system with TUSLA, I think, is a bit of a joke. They came in and they told us, you know, different things that they felt we were in compliant with.
Give me an example. Just give me an example of something that you...
There was, you know, paint on the wall that obviously we may not notice every single thing every single day when you're in the environment all the time. There was paint on the wall that was chipped and they wanted that to be, repainted.
Right. Yeah, stuff that's reasonably insignificant, yes.
Yeah, they said a child could ingest it and it might be poisonous.
Jesus, you had worse than that in your house, for God's sake.
But exactly. But you'll try and become compliant. But and there was paint on one of the tables that they said, you know, it wasn't actually a table for actually eating on. It was a table that the children used to play, making their tea and coffee for their kitchen area. Mm-hmm. And they said that the paint on that was chipped and that needed to be replaced. But then to become compliant, you have to send them pictures of everything that you fixed, that you repaired. So we have to send them a picture of the table painted, or we can send them a picture of where the table used to be and say we removed it. Now, I just think sending
that doesn't make any sense at all.
Absolutely ridiculous.
You can just take it out of the way, take the photograph, and send it off.
On the picture, on the table, taking the picture. You know, I just think that their systems are very flawed. There's no reason. The amount of time it took us to send all the pictures and then for them to receive it, there was something wrong with their computer. I think it would have been faster for them to just come back and check that we've actually done it. And I think with the same with the hide-and-seek creches, I know that their rooms, you know, there was too many cots in the room. And I presume if they were seen as being non-compliant because the cots were too close together, there's no reason why they couldn't pull all the cots out of the sleep room, take the picture, we've only three in there now, and then the minute the picture is taken and sent...
Put the ball back in again.
Throw all the cots back in again.
Yeah.
You know, so I think... Definitely, TUSLA need to take a hard look at themselves.
Well, I mean, you heard Malachy there a second ago, and he said basically he wouldn't let them walk his dog. So I don't think people have a huge amount of faith in TUSLA. But generally speaking, Sheila, do you think creches in general are run well in this country?
I can only speak about my own creche because, you know, there's no... I haven't been in anywhere else.
I'm sure in your own creche, the staff, your own staff have worked in other creches, and there's probably anecdotal stories and stuff like that.
So it's a family-run business, the creche that I'm working in. It's my mum, actually, who's the owner. What I can tell you for sure is that everybody is very well-trained. It's an absolute profession you're not going to get into unless that it's a vocation, because we did so much training. There's girls there with degrees. You know, they were in college for 4 years, and they're getting paid 10 euro an hour, when really it would be far more in their interest to go and do F&Aing, which when I was doing my childcare course, everyone in that course wanted to get an F&A job.
Just very quickly before we get to the break, can I just ask you about that, Malachy, very quickly? The money they're on, if you're paying people crappy money, they're not going to want to work very hard, are they?
Well, this goes down to, and people think there's a huge amount of money to be made out of, because...
Well, the owners make money, in fairness.
Well, they may not. Well,
you as well is that my mother does not... I sat down with her, I was managing with her, and there is no money to be made in my mother's creche. Now, maybe she needs to up her fees, but that's not feasible for the parents.
Right.
You're not going to
be rich out of it, in any sense. Just, I have to take a break. I'll come back to the boat in a second, because I want to go to Jay as well. All right, just very quickly, I've got to just go back to Sheila Malachy as well. Malachy, in relation to the, you know, people and what they get paid, that's the main complaint I hear all the time. You've got hard-working, majority of the time it's women, obviously, because there's very few men working in the industry, but getting paid really crappy money for a particularly difficult job. So what's the solution to that? Oh, he's gone, is he? Sorry, Sheila, what do you think is the solution to that?
I definitely think, you know, more estate subsidies. And I know Malachy was saying there beforehand that it would be good if, you know, if kind of non-legislative child minding was kind of more prevalent now. But actually, I think it's very unfair then to have a child minder who isn't being... you know, inspected, and then you have the creches on the other hand that are being inspected, you know, constantly, and new regulations coming in all the time.
Malachy, should more money be put into it from a state point of view? Should the state be subsidising these creches more so the staff can get paid better, so they might actually care about their job a little bit more?
Yes, of course they should, just as they do in some Scandinavian countries where, you know, creches are fully paid for by the state. This is Ireland. We're incapable, and I think more and more people are coming to this conclusion, that we're actually incapable of doing anything correctly for ourselves, other than ripping off the state.
Okay, we'll stay there a second as well. Let me go to Laura and Jay. Laura, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Laura?
Hi, yes.
Laura, you've listened to Sheila and Malachy there just before the break as well. I mean, and essentially the whole system seems to be flawed in some sense.
I suppose I'm looking in the sense that my little one goes to creche 3 days a week, and then my mum minds her 2 days a week, and that's the way it's been since she was one.
Okay.
I will admit that when I was looking for a creche, I didn't know anything about them. I was kind of selfish and picked one that was convenient for me coming and going from work.
Well, that is important as well, of course.
And then I looked out, I got a brilliant creche. They have an app that the parents log into. You can see what the kids are up to.
Like a camera, is it?
Yeah, it's not. It's an interactive app like that. They update. They put up pictures of what the kids have been up to.
There's the thing. Why can't they put cameras in them? I don't know why they can't put cameras in them.
I think it's to do with data protection and that. And I think it's just... Because some, I know... In order for the creche to take pictures, we had to sign, we had to give our consent to it. So there may be parents that don't agree to that. So if there were cameras there, you would see them. But I mean, we were lucky. They have a creche that the kids go to when they're small. And then they move up to a bigger creche in another building. But I mean, they seem to do great stuff with them. And I know there's bad ones in every... sector, but I mean the creche we have in Glasnevin just seems to be brilliant, and with the app you can interact with them if you want to tell them any notes or anything like that. You can.
And you're saying you had to do it because you had to go back to work.
I had to go back to work. I actually earn more than my husband, so it wasn't a case that I could stay at home. But I mean, in this day and age, we have a mortgage to pay, private health care, we have a pension, things like that. That it's not, I wouldn't get enough from, like, as a stay at home mum to warrant
staying at home. Yeah, I get you. Well, just very quickly, because I want to go to Jay as well. But Sheila, what's the issue with putting in cameras? Because it would be, it would, I think for a lot of parents, it would give them a great bit of peace of mind. Not that they'd be looking at them all day.
I'm sure that it would, and I'm sure there's no staff member, you know, in the country, well, in good staff members, who would object to it in any way. But if you think about it, Niall, if you're at home and your little Johnny, it's always your little Johnny, is in creche, and your little Johnny and little George want the same toy, can you imagine, you know, if you're sitting there watching your child and they're
row.
Both fighting over the same toy, and next thing you have two parents coming in saying, we saw them pushing each other today and they're only 2 years old and they don't talk, so that's the only way that they can communicate.
Okay, so it would be a never-ending problem of overaction, of overreactions.
Open a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, okay, well, sit down, all of you, for a second. Let me go to Jay very quickly because I've only got 2 minutes. Jay, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jay? Jay, do you trust creches? Would you have much faith in them?
No, I wouldn't. I never did and I never will. My daughter woke them one after the first scandal broke, she got over. No, I never will. Now, look after your own kids. Few little things, I know.
It's not always that easy, Jay. I understand. There are some people who don't need to put their kids in creches.
No, I mean, most of them don't need to. Okay, there is the ones out there that really do, with their big houses and their big mortgages. I pay for my house. My partner's able to stay at home. I mean, my father bought a house. My mum was able to stay at home and raise six of us. As for that interaction with kids, we got it back in the 70s and 80s. It was called the playground and the park that our parents brought us to. Noel, we have a generation of kids growing up, and I've told you this before. They're being brought up by strangers. They don't know. They're buried into their laptops, their computers, their smartphones. There's no interaction with anybody anymore. It's in another 10 years.
I think there is. I think some creches are well-run and there is interaction.
I'm not saying they're not all well-run, but it should be subsidised. The girls should be paid a lot more for what they're doing. That's being honest with you.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
I don't blame the girls on it. I blame the owners that need to cut corners, that need to tighten up, because all these regulations, it's just a knee-jerk reaction to what's happened. That's all.
But what do you say to Laura? You're saying there's no need to put your child in a creche. Laura basically wouldn't have as much money, or she wouldn't be able to have the lifestyle she has without putting the child in a creche.
I know none of us would know, but I mean, your children are your children. When you stay at home, it doesn't take 2 years to walk to run a house. If it does, there's something seriously wrong with this society.
Okay, sorry, Laura, go ahead.
That wasn't me, it was Sheila.
Oh, sorry, Sheila, go ahead.
Sorry. It benefits the children sometimes to have them in a creche. I mean, there's only so much as well that parents can entertain their children at home. And when children are playing with each other, you know, there's
six of us back in the 70s and 80s before smartphones.
Well, I think, you see, that's the thing. When everybody was having big families.
It's called spending time with your children. It's called educating them, bringing them up, and then at a certain age. But preschool is brilliant. I love the preschool. Where they do go in, I think, is to get their free play, say, 3 or 4. It's only for an hour or two a day. That interaction with the kids gets them ready for the big school. That's okay.
And I think that from any age, that's a good thing, you know?
I don't mean to cut across you. I've seen newborn babies being dropped off in a seat at 7 o'clock in the morning to a creche. Right? And they're being picked up at 6 o'clock in the evening. If something has to give there, that's not fair on or the children.
Okay. Well, it does happen, I think, Sheila. Okay, listen, lads, I have to wrap it up. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Jay, Sheila, Laura and everybody else. And yes, somebody else mentioned that in a text earlier on. I know a couple who are both working now. They both don't need to work. Three children, all three of them under the age of 7, dropped off in a creche and childminders from early in the morning to late in the evening. The children are half asleep at the time they get home. They'll probably straight to bed. I believe it's selfish parents. Oh, okay, all right. Well, not everybody has the same view, but some people have to do it.